It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack's not here. Celebrating the birth of his second child as the party in the Fritz household goes into week two with his son with the girl name.
Only we can make having a baby.
Well,
make the dad feel like he's less of a man by not coming to work.
Well, look, man, we celebrated real nice over text for about 2-3 days.
That's true. We did.
We're like day six now. You know, like, come on, he can't even talk. The kid, you know, what are we doing with him? You know,
Jack's not doing anything.
Yes.
What is he doing?
Come on, teaching the kid about baseball. What are we doing? All right.
You'll never take another day off after this.
It is Tuesday.
That third kid has no chance of seeing Jack.
Not at all. We're going to set up shop in their kitchen, do the show from his house if this is the way that it's going to be. So it's Tuesday at 3 o'clock, which means Elliot Shore Parks is here with us.
What up? How's it going?
What's up, ESP?
So here's a question with Jack.
Yes.
Can he do an emergency high hopes?
He would if he needed to. You know he would.
If the Phillies made...
That's my question.
Oh, dude.
If the Phillies made a move right now...
Let's set the bar.
Yes. You guarantee you he's doing a solo emergency.
High hopes from the third floor?
Actually, I don't think he's allowed to.
Ah.
So I think what... Now, I don't remember this for sure, but being that I dealt with this occasionally with people...
Used to be a boss.
I did.
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to do official work. Like, he can call up here on his own volition, but I don't think he's allowed to do work.
Okay.
So... Quite honestly, Elliot, you and I would have to do the emergency high
hopes. That's what everybody would want,
there too,
to be honest.
Man.
Yeah, all the baseball guys.
My baseball takes.
If the Phillies were ever going to make a move Jack wouldn't like, now's the time to slip it.
Yeah.
Slip it, yeah.
And we all know Seltzer's, you know, complaining.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get up early anyway. Yeah, so we would do the high hopes.
Oh, that's what the people would want.
Phillies, please.
They trade for Mike Trout. It's like, emergency high hopes. Yeah. Me and you pop up on the screen.
Can you imagine the fury from the high hopes listeners as you spend the first 8 minutes wondering where Jack
Mike Trout's a loser.
Remember, he could have come here when he was good.
Yeah.
Instead, we're getting Chris Webber Mike Trout.
That's exactly
Paul George
what it
Mike
is.
Trout.
Nah. At least Paul George decided to come here.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point. One of us.
All right. So, Elliot.
What's up?
Before the break, I was saying that. So, Jalen Hurts got the concussion 2.5 weeks ago. 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
All right. So earlier, or I would say for the last 4 or 5 days, people have generally been saying, oh, there was no need to clear him last week. Everything's fine. I saw Rube on TV yesterday saying that he saw him in the building. He seemed like he was fine. But something about it smells a little worrisome to me. And I know that's how I am, but it has been 2.5 weeks. And so I'm curious... Oh, no. You were there at... I said, I'm curious.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Like, see, there we go. Yeah, he always gets on me for saying that.
Yeah, you were at the facility. Whatever. What is your gut on the Jalen Hurts situation, your confidence level that he's going to play, all of that stuff?
So, to what you were citing with the video that Rube did, he cannot be cleared until he fully practices. So, it's not worrisome that he wasn't cleared today or that he wasn't cleared yesterday or that he wasn't cleared Sunday. Tomorrow is a critical day for the Jalen Hurts situation. Tomorrow at 2:10, the Eagles practice. If Jalen Hurts is out there, then I think it's mostly fine. Maybe he'll be full, maybe he'll be limited, but if he's out there, I think he's probably playing on Sunday. And if I had to guess right now, I think Jalen is going to play on Sunday. But to the worry of it, I think it's perfectly fine to be worried. He's a starting quarterback. The playoffs are beginning. He's missed 2 games.
He hasn't practiced in 2.5 weeks.
Right. And now Nick Sirianni doesn't give any information on it. And that's his decision. If they feel that's the fair thing to do with the concussion protocol, I understand that. If they don't want to put pressure on him, I get all that.
And I don't begrudge the organization at all for the way that they've handled it.
But... The reality is then people are just left guessing and worried and where is he at and what stage is he in? And, you know, I think he's still in the concussion protocol. I don't think they held him back last week because he wasn't practicing or he wasn't going to play. I think he's still in the concussion protocol. That's what they're saying, that obviously he is. He's progressing through it. But tomorrow at 2:10 is the first, like, breaking point in this. If he's not out there tomorrow, then, yeah, it's definitely time to worry.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say he's and I know these are all hypotheticals. Let's say he's not cleared tomorrow.
Well, he will not be cleared tomorrow.
Well, right. Let's say Let's say he doesn't practice tomorrow.
If he's just a non-participant.
Non-participant.
Oh, Lord.
And let's say he, at what point this week, with him not having played in almost three games,
right,
hasn't played in 2.5 weeks, at what point this week did they say, on Friday, and he doesn't get a chance to practice, he gets cleared
on Friday. You're basically saying for the team, yes, just go with Kenny or whoever's been taking the reps.
Right. At what point did they say, too late?
Yeah, or McKee. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're big McKee guys. Now.
I switched yesterday. I switched after last night. I switched to, I'll play Tanner over Kenny.
I would not. Okay.
Yesterday I was with you.
I know, yeah. I know.
Tanner's visit to the players' lounge was
sold me. Yes.
Yeah, it was sold.
Thing that happens to everybody when they come into contact with Ike happened to Ike coming into contact with Tanner McKee.
Yeah. I'm like, pretty impressive. Yeah, get his kid the job.
Tanner really is Nick Foles 2.0.
Well, he's built like him.
Yeah. He acts like him. He talks like it's. It's like watching a younger version of Nick Foles.
Don't tell us he's Nick Foles, man.
So, at what point this week did they say?
I don't think there's a point.
Really?
I think if Jalen clears the concussion protocol before Sunday, they will start Jalen.
No matter if he practices or not.
That's crazy.
You disagree? You think?
Well, I disagree that they should. Maybe they will.
What they should do versus what they will do.
Of course they will.
So my understanding of it, essentially from the first time he's a full participant in practice, he then has to wait till the next day, I believe,
and be symptom free.
If he's not out there tomorrow, he then, in theory, can't clear until Friday.
Right.
And if he's not out there Thursday, now it's the playoffs, maybe things like,
If he's not out there Thursday, he can't get cleared, right? Because he has to practice. He has to go through a full practice.
Wait, but
he could.
They don't have a full practice on Friday, right? They just have a walkthrough.
To be honest, I don't know how that works.
No.
Okay, sorry.
They have a practice Friday.
Yes, okay. But it's a walkthrough.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Walkthroughs are Saturday.
No, yeah. Okay, he's right.
Friday's
about that.
Light practice.
Oh, Friday's a light. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah.
Okay.
So. And I don't know if, like, the NFL clears guys on Saturday because it's the play. Like, I don't know how that part works. I just know the next day is when he'll get clear. So tomorrow, he could, in theory, from my understanding, be a full participant but still be in the concussion protocol when he goes to sleep tomorrow night. Right. It would be Thursday. There's one final test he needs to pass. The final – and to be clear, the Eagles don't do this. This is all
independent.
This is NFL. This is out of their hands to an extent.
Attention, Philadelphia Eagles. We are not blaming you for this.
Yeah, I'm just
done nothing wrong.
It's an independent neurologist.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not on Nick. But
well, he's the last person we would blame. Yeah. I'm not blaming him.
But no, so that I mean, but now the clock is ticking, you know? Now it's like if he's not out there tomorrow, then but I think he will be out there. That's just my
guess. My God.
What is your confidence level if Jalen didn't play that the Eagles win the game on Sunday?
I have the same confidence level either way. If it's Tanner, Kenny, Jalen,
really?
I do, and that's not a slate at Jalen. That's more just
It
kind of is.
I guess it kind of is.
It may be unintentional, but
I think this offense we've seen.
You're telling me the third string quarterback can go out there and win as the first string.
They have a third string quarterback that I think could. Like be a starting quarterback in the NFL, so they don't have a traditional third string quarterback. I just think we've seen over these past 2 weeks when they've played, this team is operating at such a high level right now. I mean, in 2017, Nick Foles was great, but what it was also was that team was operating at such a high level, he was able to walk in there.
Nick Foles had been here all year, and he has starts under his belt.
Well, Kenny's been here all year.
He's injured. If he was healthy, I think he would be the guy that was starting. I don't know what his ribs, because can he make it through a game?
That's the other one tomorrow. Like, is Kenny out there?
Well, I think let's stick with the QB1 first.
No, I know, but it's worth noting. I mean, in theory, the Packers have to prepare for three different quarterbacks this week.
We're preparing for Malik Willis, too.
Yeah, I don't know how much they're, but yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Jordan Love got hurt. Didn't he get,
LaFleur said he's playing.
Okay.
LaFleur said he's playing after the game. Now, it was funny, when you hear Jordan Love talk, Jordan Love said he couldn't feel his hand after he got hit on the elbow and all that, but Matt LaFleur said he's playing.
Okay.
So, final question
be lying.
For both of you, and I guess you have your answer now. Let's say Kenny Pickett's ribs are okay.
Yeah.
Are good enough. Who would you play if Jalen couldn't go? Would you play McKee or Pickett on Sunday?
I would play Pickett.
Okay. I would also play Pickett.
I think Pickett played better than he's given credit for when he went out there this year. I thought he was good to really good against Washington and then very good against Dallas. So if you told me for a full season, I would start McKee.
Yes.
But for one game, I would take Kenny.
I would do it just because he has more experience at this point. And I just like...
And he does move better.
He does move better.
I mean, considerably better. Now, McKee's a better passer.
For sure. Not even close.
Yeah. The Players Lounge. I feel like, you know, I'm a BG show now, maybe, after that. Yeah.
Start BG.
Yeah, exactly.
Start BG.
At QB.
Listen. There's all the logic in starting Kenny Pickett. It's hard to argue against that. The experience there and everything. I just know what my eyes see. And I'm not saying Pickett has been bad. And you're absolutely right. I don't want this to sound like I'm like Kenny Pickett has been terrible, because right. He hasn't been. He has played well enough when he's been out there playing. I think this kid throws a better ball.
He does.
I just think he does. I think. And here's the other thing.
He throws a Foles-like ball, by the way, too.
I think a
soft ball.
Yes, catchable.
Yes.
Catchable pass.
On time. He gets it out quick.
I think Kellen Moore can go into the playbook with this kid, too, with some other things that they can do.
I would be concerned.
It wouldn't be as so run-centric.
Here's the other thing.
Nick as well, by the way. Prior to Jalen, Nick always had pocket guys.
Yes.
The other thing I would be a little concerned about is the limited amount of time that Tanner McKee has worked with the starters at all. He hasn't worked with AJ, he hasn't played with AJ, hasn't played with Devontae, except for the five snaps he took.
Well, that's the reason as well, because Kenny spent an entire week with AJ and Devontae prior to that Dallas game, you know, preparing. So they have all those reps together.
Yeah.
You're right, Tanner doesn't. But to Ike's point, you know, there is something about Tanner McKee that feels like they have something.
Well, he feels like a starting quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He'd have to prove it if he did overstretch, but I definitely think they found something in him in a six-round pick.
And
hopefully neither one of these guys are playing Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's Jalen. But we do. I know nobody wants to think about this, and everybody wants to be, he's fine. He has been in concussion protocol for 2.5
If he doesn't practice tomorrow... Now we expect him to go out there on a Thursday and Friday practice and be ready to play playoff football Sunday?
After not playing for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, but here's the other part. What if he's limited tomorrow? Like, what if he goes out there and he does individual work?
Doesn't count. Because he still has to go through a full practice.
I believe he still has to go through a full practice.
Oh, he does? Okay.
Yeah. I believe so. Now, the other part of this, if you want to use betting lines, I mean, the line would seem to indicate he's going to play.
So I'm working on that. I'm trying to find out if there is any maybe built into that
line. I mean,
line.
5.5 for what it's at.
The line's not 5.5. The line opened at 3.5, moved
to
4.5.
It got up to 4.5, right?
Moved back to 3.5.
Oh, now did it? Okay.
Now it's at 4.5 again, but I haven't seen it anywhere at 5.5.
I think regardless, it's a 4.5 now, and that feels like a Jalen's playing line, but...
Well, yeah, depending on why they moved it. I don't know why it moved, you know?
Dude, we could not have this, man. He's playing.
I think he's going to play, too.
I don't even want to start having that thought on a Tuesday.
Well, because the other question I'm going to ask you.
I don't even want to start having this thought on a Tuesday.
Well, the other question I'm going to ask you, and then we're gonna put this to the side.
Right.
After I'm done this question, we're just going to put it to the side. But I wouldn't be me if I didn't ask this question. They start Kenny Pickett. The Eagles go out there and beat the Packers 34-17. Pickett looks great. Like,
oh, you mean
what do you do the next? I mean, to be clear,
why can't we do things normally, man?
Wait, because it's no fun. There's no fun just winning Super Bowl is normal.
It's absolutely a question.
Yes.
I think it's something they have to consider.
Yes.
At that point, Jalen will have not have played for
a month,
5 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be a month, a calendar month, I think. From this Sunday when he got the concussion, right?
It'll be
three weeks. 3 weeks.
Yeah, it'll be 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Washington was the...
Well, there was the week...
Here's the thing I'll say to that.
The week after Washington, week after Dallas, week after... Okay, yeah.
So, but here's what I'll say to that. It's really almost a month because he only played 11 snaps in that game.
Right. He will have taken 11 snaps or attempted four passes over...
Yeah. In a month, yeah.
1 of 4, I think he was, right?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's not something we're talking about.
No.
But I tell you, but if he doesn't practice tomorrow, ooh, Lord, it's going to be a top. It'll be the story of the NFL.
I might need to do a live call in 2:10.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, yeah. Can you do that? Can you?
Yeah, okay. If he doesn't practice tomorrow, that is going to be a major story.
So we will have Elliot on at 2:10 to see whether.
When they let us in, I'll be on the air and let you guys know.
Because if he doesn't practice tomorrow, we have to start, we as fans.
Now we really have to start
hosts,
preparing ourselves.
We have to prepare for Jalen to not play on Sunday.
If he's not out there tomorrow, then you can definitely view it as a real possibility.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just the if he's not out there tomorrow.
I agree with you. I'm just thinking about an opportunity that could be wasted with this team that we have this year. I like the backup quarterbacks, and I understand Nick went and won the Super Bowl. And I guess that would give us false hope that we could go do it.
Only the Eagles would win two Super Bowls
with two backup quarterbacks. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I guess that would give us the false hope. But boy, I would need a few days to get around to that.
Jalen helped him get the 2 seed.
There we go.
He did. He played the majority of the season.
He did. They wouldn't have this ring without him.
Now, what I really need in the optimal WIP universe is, this is not optimal WIP universe, is Jalen Hurts plays on Sunday, they win the Super Bowl.
Sure. Yes. We're all in New Orleans.
The optimal controversy one is Jalen can't play in the playoffs. Pickett wins 2 playoff games.
Jalen's ready to go for the Super Bowl.
No, Pickett gets hurt. Then Tanner McKee comes in for the championship game in the Super Bowl, wins those, and we have a 3-person quarterback controversy.
They all helped him win.
Right, yes. Our heads would explode. Yeah. Rod would be back there shaking with excitement.
Yeah. All season would be interesting.
Yes, it sure would be. It sure would be. All right, Elliot, we started off the show with this question.
Yeah.
For you, what do the Eagles have to do in the playoffs for this year to be considered a success?
So, I definitely think you have to acknowledge how tough the NFC is this year. I don't think there is any shame in going to Detroit and losing to the Lions. The Lions are a special team. They're a talented team. They won, 15 games this year? It would not be a bad loss.
Well,
but
I haven't seen the final score yet.
Yeah, true. If they get demolished, it'd be a little different. And I don't think they would.
I don't either.
I think there's two reasons, actually, they match up really well with the Lions. But on the season, I mean, they have to win it this year. You don't just have to get there. You have to win it. Like, that's not an emotional thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
If they don't win it this year, they're probably not winning it with this quarterback and head coach. If you look at the history of the NFL, almost no quarterbacks, first of all, go back 2 times. Like, that's hard enough to do.
Jim Kelly went 4 times.
And he lost each one of them.
Okay.
Right? I think there's only 2 quarterbacks in NFL history that have lost their first one and went on to win another one. I think it's Greasy and Elway. I'm pretty sure. And Elway lost his first two.
Elway lost his first 3, I think.
Yeah, you're right. He lost his first 3, then he won his last 2. Yeah. But that's 1 quarterback in the history of the NFL. This is, and you know, people can say, well, they're set up really well for success next year. They're really young. All that's true. Like, they are set up. But we said all those things after 2017. We said all those things after 2022. And now we go back and go, well, they were old and that's not how we felt in the moment, right? So if they don't win it this year, next year, you're probably not going back, because no team in the NFC has gone back to the Super Bowl back-to-back years after losing it.
And you're playing a first-place schedule.
You're playing a really tough schedule. Who knows what Saquon you get? And so you can look at it and go, well, you know, Jalen's young, Nick's young, Quinion's young. So maybe in 2020, that's a long way away. So if you don't win it this year, you're dancing like pretty dangerously with the fact that you will have had an awesome run of Eagles football, like an awesome, awesome run, and not won one. So, yeah, losing to the Lions isn't embarrassing, but you have to add the whole history of this, which is they will have gone 3 years with a legit chance to win it and not win it, and you just don't get many more chances.
We brought up the Niners earlier.
Yeah.
It's very similar to what they did.
Yeah.
There's almost the argument.
Although Shanahan didn't make the playoffs.
This year.
Not this year.
Yeah.
There's almost an argument that it would be better to lose in the championship game than the Super
there
Bowl.
There almost is.
Because you don't have the year after losing Super Bowl stink on you that seems to infect every team next year.
And I know people will say, well, they're really young. And all that's true, but every team that's lost the Super Bowl has felt the next year they could go back. Like, bad teams don't make the Super Bowl. Old, bad rosters, bad quarterbacks, those people don't get there. So if they make it to Detroit and they lose to Detroit, again, there's no shame in that. That's not like losing to the Falcons at home or something. I mean, it's an acceptable loss. It just...
You could say Carolina.
Or Carolina. Yeah. Sorry. I forgot we had a Falcons legend in the house. My bad. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, history...
Falcons legend.
Yeah. I mean,
get my emails. I do.
You're up in the press box. I told you. Every time I'm there, there's Ike. But... if they don't win it this year, you only get so many swings at it. That's true. They've been healthy. They're all playing well. I mean, how many chances do you get with the same core before it just, we saw how hard it was in 2023. So I think you have to win it this year. There's no ending the year with, well, Nick's actually a great coach and we proved it. And Jalen's a great, we know all those things. We did all that in 2022. It's about finishing the job. And if they don't finish the job, that's really bad. It's very disappointing.
I think it's disappointing. I would be more disappointed. To me, the season change when they lost the Washington game, because their opportunity, and I know because of what happened, they might not have gotten the one seed anyway,
right,
because who knows, butterfly effect, kind of stuff. But the minute that they could not get the one seed, it really changed a lot of things. The difference between three games and two games, the difference between having the championship game at home, all those things, I think it just changes how I look
so
at this particular season.
I agree with you. It changes their chance of winning the Super Bowl. I don't think it changes the outcome of losing this postseason.
Right.
You know, like you're right. They have a worse chance of winning it because they have to go to Detroit. Although, so I you know, watching that Lions team against the Vikings, I think the Vikings lost that game for a couple reasons. One, Darnold missed open throws. Like, they could have been up
several
early in that
open
game.
Throws,
they could have been up early.
Yeah.
But I think what the Lions do to teams that I don't think they can do to the Eagles is they make them uncomfortable. Because Dan Campbell goes for so many fourth downs. I thought Kevin O'Connell, there were times where he didn't really know what to do. Like, he went for it here, then he kicked it there. Nick is very comfortable in that situation. Like, they're not going to freak out the Eagles by going for it on fourth down. And so the Lions win, to me, by making teams uncomfortable and being the toughest team on the field. And I don't think they can do those things to the,
and
those
being
things
at home.
To the Eagles. And being at home. That's part of it.
They're a different team in Detroit than...
I agree.
That, I think...
Sure.
That, the last thing, and then we'll take a break and we'll get to calls. But the one thing I don't think... I'm not talking about the people in this room. I'm talking about in general. Mm-hmm. That when they talk about beating Detroit in Detroit, is thinking about what a giant job that is. That is, I think, a bigger job than people think it is.
Like, I've been to a bunch of games in Detroit. I think it is, if not the hardest place to play, it's like the fans are loud. It is, I agree with you. Going to Detroit and beating the Lions is a monumental task.
And remember, they're Eagles fans without the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Like, they are the same level of psychotic that we are, except they haven't won a Super Bowl
yet. But
here's
the, like, that doesn't change the fact they lost in 22. Like, this window that they have, that's my concern of not winning it. You're right. Winning in Detroit is, there's no shame in losing that game. But once you lose it, if they do... Then it's, they've lost the Super Bowl twice. In 3 years, they don't have a ring. It gets messy.
All right. Well, man, that Jalen thing, though. Ooh, the Jalen
thing. Well, he'll play, I think.
So. Well, what do you think?
I need him on that practice field tomorrow.
All right. We'll see. We'll see right at 2:10. Listen to the WIP Afternoon Show. All right, we'll get to your calls, 215-592-9494 and more with Elliot. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's probably one of the last times you'll ever hear Jay-Z on the show. We never know when his name's going to come out. As
oh, I didn't even think about that.
The Diddy parties, you know?
Well,
Fran and his Spotify list over there.
Yeah.
Well, I like how Fran tweets out the playlist. From
yes, he does.
Yeah. So if you hear any song you like, you can just go to his Twitter.
Yeah, why you didn't tweet out your playlist today?
Huh? I will later.
Did you tweet it out yesterday?
No, he didn't.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay. Yeah.
Also, you tweet it out afterwards. You don't tweet it out beforehand.
Fran worried about his playlist, not so much about any show preparation, songs he likes.
Only the important stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say, Elliot, that the Eagles lose on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
Do you think there's a chance Nick Sirianni gets fired?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, obviously there's a thousand ways this could happen if Jalen doesn't play. Like, but assuming it's like just a normal...
Normal
no,
loss.
I don't think so. I don't.
Then you would assume that he gets an extension?
I think he gets an extension.
So the Eagles would go... And I'm not... Again, I'm just trying to set this up because I think they should do that. But the Eagles go 14-3. They lose a home playoff game. And they're going to announce during the offseason that Nick Sirianni gets a contract extension.
It would probably wait a few days if I had to guess. But, I mean, the thing about a contract extension is it's not like we're talking about handing a quarterback a franchise deal. There's no salary cap. I know that they work within a budget, but it's just Jeffrey Lurie's money. So if they want to bring Nick back for next year, I would think they would give him an extension to almost pay away the headache that would come of all year being like, Nick's on a 1 year deal. Is he going to get, I mean, look what it's been this year. Like, there were stories 2 weeks ago that they could fire him and hire Bill Belichick, who's currently employed at North Carolina. So the stories are always going to be there, but I think if you give him an extension, it silences that.
The Twitter question,
to an extent.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles have to reach the Super Bowl for this season to be a success? 81.1% say yes, leaving 19% to say no. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man. We are.
Yeah, we are.
In Philadelphia, not yeah. State College.
Temple made.
I'm with you this week, Chris. We are.
I know you are, brother.
I guess we know who Ike's betting on.
You're not like those other two little, you know.
No worries, Chris. You know, being like 50 years old and still pinning your hopes on college kids is not weird at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's nothing weird about
that.
Glory
days of basketball in the 1980s for Temple. Yeah, I got you, Spike.
I didn't go to Temple.
That's me.
That's the other guy there.
Yeah, Temple's finest.
And the other thing is, so let me ask you this, Chris, real quick. Are you one of those guys that goes back to the Penn State bars when there's acting like reliving the good old days when all the students just want you to go away? Are you one of those people?
Truth serum, though, I'd love to have to keep the banner going. No, I'm not one of those guys. I made fun of them back in the day, too.
All right, good. So what do you think, Chris? Eagles have to get to the Super Bowl for the season to be? Yes, okay.
Of course, we got to talk about this. And, of course, as usual, ESP is, like, way off in left field. So they not only need to reach the Super Bowl, man, they need to win it.
That's what ESP said.
That's what I said. Me and you are on the same page.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, God, all right. Then there's something wrong.
You might want to rethink that. Yeah. Glad to see you. A good opinion.
So they definitely do, because here's the problem, guys. I know what I want to disagree with them. If they don't win the Super Bowl, actually, as a matter of fact, you brought up the question earlier, if they lose in the first week, does Nick get fired? 100% he gets fired, and here's why. Okay, when he decided and the organization decided to throw away history last week and not...
I didn't even add that part in.
But that's not his call, Chris.
Yeah.
I said he and the organization, okay? He and all the other people that were involved in that bad decision to throw away history. So because of that, man, if you think that the fan base is going to accept it if we lose the Super Bowl, and they thought we acted crazy before, now when we get hit with us that they threw this fire on it, that we also threw away a chance at sticking our name in the history books because we were told, oh, well, we'll be healthy to win you a championship, they ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to make all of our other Super Bowl losses or postseason failures look like a Flyers loss.
Well, Chris,
the only thing
I would say is if they were going to let the public opinion of Nick impact their decision, he would have been fired already. I mean, at the end of last year, everybody wanted him gone.
2-4 in the postseason if he loses on Sunday. So that actually plays into it.
I was going to say, what if they're upset at him?
What if they're upset?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, forget about listening to fans. I mean, they should be upset.
Well, I think to what Chris was saying is the public outrage will be loud. I don't think that impacts their decision on Nick. Now, in the building, you know, I guess it depends how it happens. And, you know, Hugh brought something up. I think it was, like, if they're not thrilled with how he's done some things off the field with, like, the yelling at the fans, the Zach Ertz thing, that's something I don't have a read on. But that is one thing where maybe they go, all right,
we don't want this anymore.
Yeah,
I just think
on the hot seat. That's why they didn't bring him back right away. That's why they made up the whole thing about weather and stuff.
Chris, I would tell you this though: if they lose the Super Bowl, I don't think people around here are going to be saying, "And you cost us the Saquon the rushing record." If they're in the Super Bowl,
I actually disagree with you.
If they're in the Super Bowl,
yeah, because me and Elliot will be saying it.
I think if they lose the Super Bowl and it's deemed that Nick made a mistake, I think whenever they lose, the Saquon thing is coming back. We can disagree with it, whatever. The Saquon thing is coming back if they don't win the Super Bowl.
I try to tell Spike, this is a real thing that these fans want.
If they
get
to the Super Bowl, then clearly they made the right decision.
No.
Yes.
No, absolutely not. You have no idea if someone would have been hurt, not hurt. Like, they should have gone for it. But what happens in the postseason doesn't validate or
invalidate
it. Yeah. The decision's already wrong, in my opinion. Whatever happens from here on out doesn't matter.
Let me bring up a major point here too, because I gotta correct one of your callers, Corey. Okay, I'm tired of the nonsense. Okay, here's the problem with Corey, because you said
what's the point? What's the point? What's the point?
Well, he gave you a nonsense response about how they're trying to defend Jalen for not having good years and saying, "Oh, there's too much talent."
All right.
Okay?
So the question was for hold on. Just let me. You can debate it. Just let me. For nobody who's listening at 2:00, I asked Corey talked about
everybody's
all,
listening at 2:00.
Well, no, for the people who are not.
I know what you're saying.
Right. So,
like Jack,
Corey was telling me that they should win because of all this talent. talent they have on offense. And my very simple question to Corey was, if they have so much talent on offense, why don't they score more points? And Corey's response was, they have too much talent, which makes it too hard for Jalen to pick who to throw the ball to.
So some elite maneuvering by Corey there.
I respect it.
I mean, they do score a ton of points.
They don't score a ton of points. But they average 26.5 points.
That's
with
a lot
Jalen.
Of points. 26.5 points
it's
is
like
not a
eighth
small...
in the NFL.
Yeah, eighth is pretty high. Like, you're acting like they're 17th in this offense struggles. They score a lot of points.
Their offense by points and DVOA is nowhere near what it should be.
But here's the problem with that. Because
it's just true.
I mean, the DVOA thing, like, you can go down that road.
But the greatest show on turf didn't have problems with winning with too much talent. As a matter of fact,
I agree with you.
Not only that, they Kurt Warner hoist two MVPs. Marshall Faulk hoisted an MVP. They hoisted Super Bowl MVPs. So that's just somebody who's trying to make spin that the quarterback cannot excel. Because here's the difference. We have a good quarterback, not a great quarterback. And that's the difference of why they're not doing, and your point is valid, Spike, when you say, hey, well, why aren't they doing more? And they got to try to cover up and make excuses for him. And again, I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback. People will try to put words in my mouth. He's a good quarterback. He's not great.
He's better than good.
Kurt Warner was great when surrounded with great talent, did great things.
So if thank you for that. And Chris, give us your go-to game show, all-time favorite game show.
Best thing about being sick at home when you were a kid is watching Price is Right.
Oh, Price is Right's a great one.
I will say this.
Thank you for the call, Chris.
I wasn't going to steal Price is Right, but I was waiting for it to come up. What's the my favorite game with the Price is Right? I had two of them. No, they had games within the Price is
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, Plinko was my favorite.
Plinko was favorite.
That's, okay.
That's
you,
number
you
one.
Drop it.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
Number one.
Yep.
Good choice by you, Spike.
Yep.
And then the one with the yodeler going up the mountain.
Oh, yes. What was that called?
I forget what the name of that one was.
How did you play it?
I guess you had to guess the price of an item.
And the closer you got,
you wanted to get it before you tipped over, I guess.
Right, yes.
I just, as a kid, I remember that whole,
I used to like just guessing the price of the items.
Yes, and by the way, that's a game, I could have played that game. I'm not saying I would have won, but not like Jeopardy. That's the good thing about Wheel of Fortune, Price is Right.
We could have all done Price is Right.
Are you guys including dating shows as game shows?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a game show.
Real quick, if we take Jalen's points per game, which were, I think, 26.6, here are the teams that scored more than that per game this
season. All right, let's hear it.
Detroit, Buffalo, Baltimore, Tampa, Washington, Cincinnati, and Green Bay. So all I'm saying is this.
How many teams in that group do you think the Eagles should have scored more than? Two?
All of them.
Why should they score more than Cincinnati?
Because they have the best wide receiver duo in the NFL, at least the
Eagles?
Maybe they have the second.
Okay, but let's just take that back
Here's
for a second.
Here's why. They have the best wide receiver duo or second best wide receiver.
Or third.
Yep, right in there, top three.
Right.
The best running back in the NFL.
Right.
The best offensive line in the NFL. A Pro Bowl level tight end.
Yes.
So you put all of those things together, you should absolutely be scoring more points than everybody.
A couple things. One, they're still scoring a lot of points. So it's not like the offense isn't working. But two,
If I had told you before the year that the goal for this offense is to be top 10 points per game, you would have told me I was crazy.
So I agree with you. I would have said top five, top three, whatever.
Right.
But we also have to acknowledge, since we watched all the games, there were lots of times this year where they killed 10 minutes off the clock, 8 minutes off the clock, where they could have scored more points. And so the difference between being eighth and like fourth is what? A point and a half, 2 points?
Yeah, but that's what averages are.
No, I know, but I'm saying we watched this team. Like, we saw the offense outside of a slow first quarter was great all year.
But by the way, we're talking about teams that also ran the ball a ton. Green Bay runs the ball a ton. Washington runs the ball a ton. Baltimore runs the ball a ton. Detroit runs the ball a ton. Buffalo runs the ball a ton.
Right.
You're telling me
and the Eagles
that
won
it's
more games than
better.
All but two of those. No, the point I'm making is they're salting away wins. Washington, Green Bay, Baltimore. Baltimore was one of the teams where they held the ball for 9 minutes to end the game. So the Eagles are using fourth quarters differently than other offenses. That's the point I'm making.
All of those teams, by the way, blew out other teams and had plenty of time to salt away the game.
And I'm fine with saying like the Lions offense is better, the Bills offense, that's fine. But to act like the Eagles offense didn't reach its potential, I think is wrong. They were one of the best offenses in the NFL. They were.
The DVOA doesn't say so. Points doesn't say so. What metric, Elliot?
So I think eighth is a fine place, number one.
No, it's not. You just told me it wasn't.
No, I said because of how they got to eighth. Like, from watching the offense this year, you truly don't think they reached their potential?
No!
Why?
Why? Because they have an elite set of people to have an elite passing game, and they don't have it.
Because they run it all the time.
But why?
But they score. So
why
it's like, why do you care?
They don't score.
They do. Eighth in the league is not a bad outcome.
Like, it is not
but also
good
you,
enough.
But you keep doing the thing where it's like, well, they have the best receivers, the best. Yes, they
it's
are.
All
in,
true.
No, hold on. They're in the conversation. I'm not trying to diminish the players, but to act like they're actually number one in all those, that is pretty subjective. Like T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, who average more points, you can make the argument they're better. I don't think it, but you could argue St. Brown and Williams.
Top three, top three, top three.
Yes,
all,
yes.
All top three.
Yes, okay. They're a little outside. They're a little outside where they should
have been. Name another team that has top three wide receivers, top three offensive line, top three running back. Name one team
that has all those things.
Yes.
I mean, you could argue Detroit.
No, you couldn't.
Detroit's offensive line's awesome. They have an awesome running game. Yeah. I know you're not saying running like individual, but Gibbs and
Detroit is the one offense when they were fully at strength that you could say matched the
Eagles.
Okay,
and what is the difference there? They scored 33 points a game, and what's the difference?
That's
is the
a whole touchdown.
Yes, but
hold on.
But just because the Lions' offense is better doesn't mean the Eagles' offense didn't reach their potential. You're right. The Lions scored
things,
more points.
Yeah.
You're right.
Eighth in points per game is not good enough.
I disagree.
Well, here's the thing. And I got to sit here and listen to you two. Great argument, too, going back and forth. I was trying to keep up.
Yeah.
Trying to keep up. Good argument points. Here's what I think it boils down to. To Elliot's point, I think it is a very good offense. But to Spike's point, he's saying it could have been or should have been better than what it was. And ultimately what you're saying is why it wasn't as good as it should have been is the quarterback was not as good.
Yes.
I mean, that's ultimately what's being
said. Well, let me ask you this, though. Before the year, where
would... Can I do this first?
Yes. Go ahead.
Literally, don't go anywhere. It's going to be 1 minute. That's the good news. More good news for you. Guida's big year-end sales event is now Guida's big winter sales event. So I told you, if you wanted 40% off every door and every window, you had until December 31st. But Guida's like, you screwed around, but they're still going to hook you up anyway. It's cold outside. You need to replace your old drafty windows and doors so your energy bills don't go through the roof. And it is now their big winter sales event. Get 40% off every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window. That also includes free high performance low E glass. I don't know what that is, but it sounds awesome. Every new door, 40% off. You can start your project with no money down, interest-free financing up to a year, but this is only going for a limited time. So if your house needs new windows and doors, call Guida today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
So before the year, you're saying you would have thought they should have been top five, top three, whatever.
Which you said as well.
Right, okay.
I would say the same thing.
And we would have thought they would have carried the team as
but
well.
But I think in that, you're like, where would you rank Jalen among the NFL quarterbacks?
14.
Okay. That's really where you put him?
Yes, but truthfully, okay. but being
right,
honest here.
Whatever, 11 through 14.
I actually think like 5 through 14 are in a giant grab bag of players that are very similar.
The point I'm making is the teams that are ahead of the Eagles, for the most part, have quarterbacks that you would probably say are better than Jalen. So you can't on one hand be like, they should be a top three offense, and then also be like, but Jalen's not that good. If you expected them to be a top three offense, and clearly you think Jalen was going to be pretty good. Because if you don't, then why should they be top three if Jalen's not that good?
Well, no, fair point.
Well, but that goes back to my point is the offense isn't good enough because
But you
of
said Jalen's 14th or whatever, and they're eighth in points. So like clearly by your metric, they are overachieving in a way. Because you're saying the quarterback matters a lot.
I understand what you're saying, I think you're trying to twist what I'm saying. I am saying that the offense should be better if the quarterback is as good as we think he is.
But they're
but
out.
He's not.
But they're outperforming where you think the quarterback is.
Do you think that Baker Mayfield is better
than
Jalen
Hurts? No, I said there were two or three teams ahead of them.
Jordan Love, do you think he's better than Jalen Hurts?
Okay.
All right. Do you think Jared Goff is better than Jalen Hurts?
I don't, but there's an argument.
Because the only two quarterbacks we would all agree.
Baker Mayfield's
are
a better,
better
passer.
Yes, I mean, I think he is. I would take better.
But quarterback.
We would agree that Josh Allen's better. We would agree that Lamar Jackson is better. Those are the only two, and Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But every other quarterback on this list, he is in the group with.
Well, Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels is a rookie.
He's a rookie.
So, I think he's better than Jalen.
Well, Jalen should be better than Jaden Daniels.
Yes,
should he be?
Yes. He's
Jaden Daniels is second overall pick in the draft.
It's his rookie year.
Right, but we're going to talk about what they should be.
Caleb Williams, he was the first overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, he's played 1 year. We'll see. But who should be better, Caleb Williams or Jalen?
Right
this
now?
Year?
No, I'm saying like in their careers. Like who
Who yeah, but he's saying right,
right
now.
I'm talking about
yeah,
okay, today. Okay, right this now. Year. Okay,
today. And, yeah. and all these quarterbacks are that I believe in the same group with Jalen. I think Jared Goff is in the same group with Jalen. Baker Mayfield is in the same group with Jalen. Jaden Daniels at this point is the same group with Jalen. Jordan Love is in the same group with Jalen. Mm-hmm. Everybody would say that. And if you want to do the points ahead of them, then the points below them are also very close too. Denver at 25 with a rookie quarterback. Minnesota with Sam friggin' Darnold are right behind them.
I'm actually surprised they aren't higher.
Right.
Seems like they scored more points this year.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
They had a streak of like four games
where they weren't putting up a lot of points.
I mean,
Sam Darnold threw 35 touchdowns this year.
He did.
I know you're going to say this is how stats work, and you're right. But like the difference between eighth and fourth is 2 points.
Yeah, but the difference between 15th and fourth.
But I think. We could debate like where they should rank in the top 10, but the core of your argument is the offense wasn't as good as it should have been. And that's where I disagree with. So we could say, should they have been 7th, 8th, 9th, 3rd? When I watch offense this year, I didn't think that they underperformed.
Here's the thing.
A 2,000-yard rusher. They won 14 games.
The passing game underperformed. Let me just say this. There's no way any of us, and this isn't, I'm a pro Jalen guy. Right. I like the offense. But they are ranked 29th in passing.
So I agree with you.
You can't be ranked 29th in passing.
So I agree the passing offense underperformed. But ultimately, that's just part of the offense.
Sure.
The offense as a whole
running offense,
did not underperform.
It's half of the offense.
Yes. Okay. So I don't get the point.
Well, you're saying it's part of the offense.
It's part of it, yes.
It is literally the most important thing.
Right, but they don't get more points for throwing a touchdown than running it. So, like, ultimately, if we're talking about the offense scoring points,
I don't think
score points at a high enough rate.
They won 14 games and finished second.
Because they have the number one defense in the NFL, which none of us expected.
But how many games, I'm trying to think how many low-scoring games they won this year. Like, the defense was awesome. I'm not taking away from the defense. But
they won 17-13
every week.
New Orleans game was a low-scoring game. Cleveland game was a low-scoring game that they won.
Yeah, 20-13, yeah.
It was 20-16, I think. The Baltimore game was what? Like what was
24-19, I believe.
Yeah, low-scoring-ish.
I mean, it's fair. There were more than I thought.
You know, even the Pittsburgh game was a low-scoring game, you know?
See, but again, like, with Baltimore, they held the ball for 10 minutes. So now you can say they should have scored more early in the first quarter. Points, I think, were a disappointment. But
that's really why the points aren't higher. It's the first quarter.
The Packers, by the way, are fourth in the league in first quarter points. So this Sunday, you got to get
a fast
going.
Start.
The only other thing to point to this thing is the last couple of weeks, we have not had problems scoring in the first quarter.
Well, yes, but also they had started to correct that. They against Washington, Jalen scored a touchdown and had him at 10. Against Pittsburgh, they scored. So you're right, though. Look, the offense is awesome. I think Jalen is important to the team.
Offense is good.
No, the offense is better than good. I just don't get why. What are you not like? Yes, they don't pass it
at a super high level. They have too much talent to be eighth in the league in points. That's it. They have too much talent to be eighth in the league in points.
But I think you're wrapped up in being eighth as opposed to
that's how it is.
But we watched them this year, and there were lots of times they killed clock because they were up big.
Lots of times they didn't score in the first half.
Yes, that's part of it.
They were the lowest scoring team in the first quarter in the NFL.
Yes, they were not good in the first quarter.
Okay.
I agree.
All right.
That doesn't mean they were a bad offense.
I didn't say they were bad. I said they were
not good.
They
weren't
enough.
A good offense or whatever word you're trying to use.
Good.
Yeah, they're better than good.
No.
If you're eighth out of 32, would you say you are, what?
You're the top 75 percentile.
You're the top 33. Yes. Well, they're in the top
fourth.
Third.
Eight is one.
They're top quarter of the league.
Yeah.
Top quarter of the league.
Is that how it goes? What did I say? 75%.
Yeah, well, that's it. They are in the top 75%.
Okay, yes,
so would you feel better if they were sixth?
No, I would feel better if they were third.
So if they averaged three more points a game, you would be
yes, but that's
all in.
But again, Elliot, if you want
that's a lot of points to be 29 points a game.
If you want to talk about just three more points, if they scored three less points, they would have been the same as Arizona, Atlanta, San Francisco. That's not good enough either. So yes, it's 3 points, but there's a big difference in 3 points.
Right, I get that, but I just think you're so worked up in where they're like we watched them all year. We watch this team all year.
Yes,
their offense moved the ball up and down the field in the vast majority of games.
No.
It did. I mean, again,
I don't know what offense.
They were like eighth in yards, too, I think.
Eighth? Oh.
Holy cow, Elliot. How much can we pay AJ and Devontae next year to be eighth?
Well, look, AJ and Devontae. I mean, I just think you're underestimating the
offense. We have the highest paid
offense
probably in the NFL.
And they have one of the best offenses in the NFL, so it's all
eighth.
Worked out.
What metric? Okay, so they're eighth in yards, eighth in points,
all right, but let me ask you this.
14th in DVOA. What right. metric,
okay.
Elliot,
let me
are
you
talking
this.
About
do you think
that
Tampa,
they're great in offense?
Do you think Tampa's offense is better than the Eagles? If you had to pick,
no.
If you had to pick an offense to win a game, you had to pick it. You're picking Tampa or the Eagles. Which are you picking? You know you're picking the Eagles.
The Eagles.
All right, now yeah. go through that other list. Like, would you actually take Green Bay's offense?
No.
I would take Detroit. I would
okay.
take Buffalo.
One, two,
I would take Baltimore.
Three.
I would take
Baltimore's debatable to me.
Cincinnati.
I'm not taking Buffalo's offense.
I mean, Cincinnati, I know their defense was atrocious, but...
Well,
we're
talking about their offense, though. You would take Jamar Chase.
Well,
and,
where I was getting at was, like, it's not like they won 14 games. I know it's because of the defense, but just putting that out there.
The same reason we won 14 games.
No, it's not. The Eagles didn't win only because of their defense.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
I disagree.
All right.
So, like, you can point to eighth or whatever, but we just went two or three teams in there. You wouldn't even take them over. So, you basically think they're a top five offense.
And yet, we can't score more than them because the quarterback's not.
Do you think they're a top five offense?
They're not. But
no
metric are they a top five
I'm not asking
offense.
What metric they are. I'm saying, do you think?
No.
All right, so name five offenses you would definitely take ahead of them.
Detroit.
One.
Buffalo.
Two.
Baltimore.
Three.
I don't know. Any of the other
ones? So you're
ones
already stretching
You would take
here.
Baltimore's offense?
I wouldn't take Baltimore's offense.
I would
offense.
Not take Baltimore's offense. The quarterback is awesome. Don't get me wrong there. But if I'm just looking at their skill guys, I like our skill guys more than I like Baltimore.
Final question. The Eagles scored 26.5 points per game with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback. If Jared Goff was a quarterback, how many points would they have scored?
27.
Oh, all right. So half a point.
No, I think it would be roughly the same. Yes.
Okay.
I do. Right. But so, Jalen does a lot for this offense that I think.
I'm not doing that.
Okay. It's fine. You cannot do it. But, like, it does matter.
We're doing Jordan. Great. Kenny Pickett did the tush push to him.
Ask Jordan Mailata where he thinks they should rank.
All right,
Oh, man.
All right. Thank you, Elliot.
Welcome
Fun
back.
Fun time, as always. Yeah, I missed you guys.
So Go Birds Pod is twice a day now.
Yeah, so I'm every morning.
Go Birds Daily with you, and then 10 you and James
live
every
day. Yeah, so 4 a.m. is more like the news of the day, audio, what you should know. 10 a.m. is more James yelling.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you can get the Go Birds Podcast in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Elliot, I love you.
Good times.
Jordan Mailata is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.